Thank you. Well, first off, I want to thank Brother Justin for the opportunity. We were talking on the radio earlier, and I'm just thankful to be a small part, to be able to be a small part of the ministry that is WZYN. We started out, about 6 months ago. He called me in for just an on-air interview, and that turned into, I bug him about once a month. Hey, can I come in? Can I come in one morning? And there are three cups of coffee that are the best in the world to me. Okay? One is with my best friend Andrew out by a campfire. The other one is at the dinner table with my Papa Dukes. And the third one is right there at the radio station with Brother Justin. Amen. The conversations we have, I thoroughly enjoy it. Romans chapter number 8. Romans chapter number 8. Our title will come from verse number 35. Our text will be verse 38. The Apostle Paul writes, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Jesus Christ our Lord." I find the wording in the scriptures interesting. I would say that I don't typically do word studies, but as I've gotten older and I guess matured in studying a little bit, I find that I do word studies. The language of the Bible fascinates me. For instance, if we look in verse 38, note the phrasing the Apostle Paul uses. He says, "For I am persuaded." He didn't say, like, you know, the case may be, or I think, or it is possible, or the circumstances are. He said, "I am persuaded." So I looked into the word persuaded. It is the Greek word pytho, meaning influenced or drawn to an opinion by determination by argument, advice or reason suggested, convinced or induced. Paul is saying that he is convinced that we cannot be separated from the love of God. So what drew the Apostle Paul to this conclusion? I believe looking at his past. As he is sitting there penning the book of Romans, penning Romans chapter number 8, he is looking back at his own past. In Acts chapter number 9 and verse number 3, it says, "And as he journeyed and came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined around him, around about him, a light from the heaven. And he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, who thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me do? And the Lord said unto him, Arise and go to the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do." How often do we as Christians forget that small part of verse number 5 there, of Acts chapter number 9? Verse number 6. What wilt thou have me do? I'm not preaching on what the Lord will have us do tonight, but that just caught my attention there. What wilt thou have me do? This meeting is part of the Share-a-thon for WZYN, and ask yourself, what will the Lord have me do in support of this ministry?
Amen.
There's your plug, Brother Justin. So when the Apostle Paul is penning Romans chapter number 8, I believe he is looking back at his own experiences with God.
Yeah.
He has firsthand experienced God's love. Paul said in 1 Timothy chapter number 1 and verses 14 and 15, "And the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love which is in Jesus Christ. This is a faithful saying, and worthy of all acceptation, that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief." If the Apostle Paul can look and say that I am the chiefest of sinners, and we can go back and look at Paul's life, I think we would all agree that the Apostle Paul was pretty high up on the list. It was the Apostle Paul's job before he was called to preach, before he surrendered his life to God, it was his job to find Christians and persecute them. It was the job of the Apostle Paul. He was the head honcho. He was the number one guy to hunt down Christians, to hunt down hidden churches and persecute Christians. The Apostle Paul was a murderer before he became the world's greatest missionary, aside from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So to think that we have done something that God cannot use us is preposterous. The idea that God cannot use us based on our past is flawed entirely. It is the love of God.
Yes.
If Christ can love the chief of sinners, how much more can we say that he loves us? The Bible says in John chapter number 3 and verse number 16, probably the most quoted verse in all the Bible, "For God so loved the world." That is a powerful word there. For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten son. If there was only one piece of scripture we could have, John 3:16 would be it.
Yeah.
The entire gospel is right there. So if Christ can love sinners, surely he can love us. Back in Romans chapter number 8 and verse number 38, the Apostle Paul writes that neither death, nor angels, nor principalities. That's a word we don't use in today's language, principalities. It is a sovereignty or a supreme power. "Nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any creature shall separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Death cannot separate us from God's love. The Apostle Paul opens with that. That death cannot separate us from God's love. Well, what about the rich man that died, and the Bible says in hell he lifted up his eyes? It didn't say that Christ stopped loving him. It didn't say that because he died, Christ quit loving that man. His love was still there. So death cannot separate us from God's love. Life cannot separate us from God's love. As the Apostle Paul is writing, I don't think he's talking about life in general, or life as inhaling and exhaling oxygen, or inhaling oxygen, exhaling carbon dioxide. I don't think that's what the Apostle Paul is talking about. I think he's talking about life itself as it happens. The events that we go through in life, the hardships, the trials, the struggles, the stump in our toe on the footboard to the deep struggles in our life.
Yes.
He says, neither life, because God's love is there.
Good.
Angels cannot separate us from God's love. I thought that one was interesting. Why would he use angels? Why would he use the word angels to describe what cannot separate us from God's love? Then I remembered, Satan himself was once an angel.
Yes.
Satan himself was once an angel. If Satan cannot separate us from God's love, what could separate us from God's love? The Bible says, and I quote this verse all the time, it was one of Brother Paul Young's favorites, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life that they should never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand." I'm reminded of a son holding his father's hand. We were walking home from my parents' house the other night. Me and my son, my oldest son, Griffin, there should be here at some point. But we were walking home from my parents' house the other night. And it was dark. And my parents live roughly 75 yards from my house. And we're walking through in the dark, and we get about halfway, and he reaches up and grabs my hand. Whether it was the coyotes off in the distance, the hogs, the hoot owls, whatever it was, he reaches up and he grabs my hand. And we're walking hand in hand back to the house. It reminded me of how I'm supposed to hold the hand of the Father.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Out of love. I'm supposed to just hold his hand. Now, there's times when I want to go see that, where I want to go over here and do that. And his gentle tug says, no, we can't do that. We can't do that. We need to go this way. We can't go that way right now. We have to go another way because it is his love and he is keeping me safe from what I cannot see.
Yeah, that's right.
He keeps me safe from harm. The government cannot separate us from God's love. We all remember COVID very well, the dark days of COVID. God's love was still there.
Yeah.
Churches might have been locked down. The government may have jumped on top of us and said, you can't do that. You cannot worship here. I know of there was a church in California that they said, you cannot have your services. So they had drive-in services. And the state said, you can't do that either. Well, God's love was there. They continued to have their service. The government cannot separate us from God's love. Even in some communist country, whether it be North Korea or China or Russia, God's love is there.
Amen.
The government cannot separate us from God's love. Time and distance cannot separate us from God's love. The things we've done in the past cannot separate us from God's love. The things that we will come across in the future cannot separate us from God's love. Distance cannot separate us from God's love. Sorry, my throat just dried up on me, brother. Distance cannot separate us from God's love. When Neil Armstrong landed on the moon and stepped off that capsule and said those famous words, that's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. He was still within the realms of God's love, even on the moon. If you were to go to the bottom of the deepest part of the ocean and dig a hole, and then climb down into that hole and dig another hole, you would still be within the realms of God's love. As the old song says, his love is a boundless love. His love doesn't have any boundaries. There is no way out of it. God wants us to know the abundance of his love. Ephesians chapter number 3 and verse number 17. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all saints what is breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ whence passeth knowledge, that ye may be filled with the fullness of God. I noticed in our study the phrase love in Christ seems to be reoccurring. Because love comes from Christ. 1 John chapter number 4 and verse number 8 says, for whosoever does not love does not know God, because God is love.
Amen.
That is a commandment that we are to love one another. That is a commandment that we are supposed to not just show God's love, but to showcase God's love. Not just to point out God's love, but to put God's love on display. We are to showcase his love. I can show you my Jeep outside. It's covered in pollen and it's yellow instead of green at the moment. Come October, I will showcase my Jeep. I'll put it in our car show. I'll clean it up. But that is how God's love is. We are supposed to showcase his love so that those around us see his love, that there is no doubt when they see us walking down the street, there is someone who loves God. There is someone who is abiding in the love of God. That is someone that God is with, that God loves. That is someone that God loves, that is someone that knows a God that loves me. I know they love me because I know they love him. We're supposed to showcase God's love. 1 John chapter 4 and verse number 16. And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whosoever lives in love lives in God, and God in them. If we are the Christians that we ought to be, that we claim to be, then we should show God's love. We can't just sit around haphazardly and pretend to love God. Pretend that we're Christians. If we're truly Christians, then there is no way we can just sit back and not love God.
Right.
If we're truly Christians, if we're the Christians that God wants us to be, we can't just sit back. We can't just, we can't just sit back. What about the Great Commission? Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. If we love God like we say we love God, like being Christian said we, like the definition of being Christian said we should, we can't just sit back.
Amen.
We are commanded to go into all the world and preach the gospel.
Amen.
Well, I can't physically go. No, but you can support missionaries.
Amen.
You can support your local gospel radio station. WZYN. Excellent station to support. And I'm not saying that because I've done a handful of liners and I'm on air from time to time. But to love God, and to know God, and to show His love.
Amen.
We can't just sit back and pretend to be Christians without showing His love.
Amen.
So what then can separate us from the love of Christ? Absolutely nothing.
Amen.
And if nothing can separate us from His love, we are commanded to showcase His love.
That message, say amen.